When you total up all of Governor Lamont's tax increases, what do we get besides screwed?
The amount of people can be mad about it?
It's a big-time number.
Oh.
Big-time.
Big-time.
Huge.
Huge.
We got problems. Big problems. Big-time. Huge.
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 You want to total them up? All right, so you have $652 million in sales tax increases.
Okay.
You have $515 million in increased health care provider taxes. Mm. You have $480 million in toll revenue. That's if they're being honest, which we know they're not.
Of course not.
So it'll be more than that, but we have to take them at the, you know, we're just working with the numbers.
Right.
Not with our gut and past experiences.
Right.
$340 million raised by a new 0.5, so a half percent payroll tax for FMLA. You know this one's coming?
FMLA?
Half a percent of your pay, gone.
Really?
Yeah, so it could go into FMLA.
Right.
The Family Medical Leave Act.
Oh, those F minus something or other.
Yeah, you're getting F'd all right.
Yeah, you are.
$163 million in a soda tax, $71 million in property tax increases. You know it's bad when we're still halfway, we're just halfway through the list.
We're just halfway through?
And the Price is Right bed ran out.
We couldn't afford to play
bad.
It. We couldn't afford to play it.
The price is wrong.
$71 million property tax increase, $70 million income tax increase. $50 million corporate tax increase, $41 million in license and fee increases. There you go, businesses.
Oh, Lord.
$30 million in plastic bag tax, $17 million in other miscellaneous tax increases, including vaping, real estate conveyance tax, increase on homes over $800,000, and an increase in the movie ticket tax.
Oh, my God.
$9 million for the gift tax repeal.
Eh?
And the total cost of this budget alone and increased taxes is $2.5 billion. I believe making it the biggest tax increase in the history of Connecticut.
So change from Connecticut.
We did it.
Change from Connecticut.
We did it again.
Change from Connecticut to Connecticut Ed.
Oh, you know, we thought Malloy couldn't be any worse.
Mm. Malloy 2.0.
Oh, no, this is, he's putting himself in his own category here.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Taxes going up?
Yes.
You going to tax everything?
Yes.
You going to find more things taxed?
Yes.
You tax our cat?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cat fee. That wasn't in here.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't even included.
Fee. Right, yeah.
Yeah,
nope.
The cat fee.
Right. Do you have a cat?
You got to register to have a cat.
Yes.
Does your cat bite you a lot?
Yes.
Do you blame him?
Yes.
Do you realize the other governor, just sucked a lot of money out of the economy and it didn't work?
Yes.
Do you care?
No!
Are you going to pay any of these taxes your own?
No!
By yourself?
It's pretty incredible.
Yep.
$2.5 billion out of the economy. Economy. I think I said economy.
That's okay. He'll text that, too.
Actually, it's ECOD dummy.
Right.
Dummy.
Yeah.
There we go.
ECOD dummy.
ECOD dummy.
If he taxes flubbles, I'm screwed.
$2.5 billion out of the ECOD dummy.
The ECOD dummy.
Those numbers, according to Yankee Institute, they actually have people who, like, sit there and do all that math.
Right. Yeah.
Then they jump out the window.
So I was at the lodge last night, and as I was walking over to the booth, there's a couple sitting down with a young baby.
A baby.
It's a young baby.
And the guy said, hey, Chaz. So I knew he was a tribe member.
He said, hey, couple babies.
Sat down. I said, hello, baby.
And he said, hey, Chaz, how you doing? I'm a baby.
And, I'm just a baby.
I'm a baby.
We ordered our meal, and they finished up. And as they were walking past our table, he said, keep up the toll fight.
Nice.
I'm a commuter. She's a commuter. 35 miles a day. It's going to kill us. They're holding a baby. They're young people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, did you call your legislator? No.
Did the baby call?
Got to get the baby on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
Get the baby!
What's that? Oh, you're a baby. Yeah. We haven't really figured out how to get you babies to pay taxes yet.
Baby tax.
So we take it out of your dad's ass.
Baby tax.
Yeah. Your mom's been through enough, so.
That's right.
You came out of her, so we'll get the tax out of your dad.
I have room service.
Yeah. All right, well, what can we tax on a baby?
Drool.
Drool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and poop.
Exactly.
Every time you poop, we'll tax that.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot. And cry, maybe every time they cry.
I'll cry tax.
Oh, like a noise ordinance in public. Mm-hmm.
A noise ordinance.
Yeah. All right.
About leaving a mess in public.
That's Phil.
How about annoying AJ? That could be a baby tax.
Also a Phil tax.
Mike in Stratford.
You know, another item on the list there is to get rid of the credit you get when you trade in a used car for another one or a new one.
Yeah, that was mentioned yesterday.
Chad
said that, yeah.
I mean, that's some big bucks right there.
No, so what happens is you trade in your car, and let's say they give you $1,000 for the car.
Yeah.
You get taxed on that $1,000 as if you received $1,000.
Oh, my God.
It's like you're trading in something that you had.
Yeah.
That you're paying.
Again, it's one building. There's how many thousands of us?
Yeah.
They can't get us all.
And they got us, all right? They got us by the...
I hate to wish harm on things, but, man, wouldn't it be great, like, if just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of a sudden, we found ourselves having to fend for ourselves.
Right. Oh, wow.
I feel like that would be better.
Wow. You know, aliens took away every
just,
legislator.
Yeah, like, aliens came, and, like, they were in session. They're all in the building, and then...
Yep.
Hey, where was that... That big building. Wasn't there a big building over there?
No. It's a big gaping hole.
Weren't there a bunch of tax creeping slugs?
Yeah.
Where'd they all go?
There's one gaping hole as opposed to a whole bunch of gaping holes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
If the owners are spinning back out, we don't want this.
But I don't think that tribe member realized the importance of emailing, phone calling, emailing, calling.
Yeah, put the heat on.
You know. And this is how they play us. They know we don't have time for this crap, but then they make it so complicated that we're like, I don't know, whatever. What's a couple cents here and there going to be?
Yeah.
And that's how they do it. I don't know if you ever saw this experiment in science class where they put a frog. Well, they don't do this anymore, obviously. This has happened a long time ago. And they put a frog in a frying pan.
Oh.
And you put the heat on very low.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And you turn the heat up slowly.
Right.
And because you're turning the heat up so slowly, the frog never jumps out, never feels the heat, so it just dies
just
in
croaks.
The pan.
Yeah.
Whereas if you turn the heat up full blast, it jumps right out of the pan.
Right.
Right.
Mm.
And that's the same scientific theory of what's happening with the taxes. Just started a little bit.
Right.
You know? And a couple hundred years later, it's like, what?
We're all dead.
If you got a bill at the end of the year, here is everything you owe. Pitchforks.
Exactly.
Oh, all of a sudden, AJ's leading the crowd to Hartford.
Well, I'm telling you, man, this is a math equation. There's one building and there's a couple hundred thousand people.
You know how many people live in Connecticut?
I'm guessing a couple hundred thousand.
3 million.
3 million. Okay, good. Okay, so one building, one building, 3 million people. Okay, it's an even better equation now. Okay.
Yeah. Now we have more.
Yeah, 3 million people can remove one building from the face of the earth.
All right. Figure there's going to be 1 million people, the people who only come out on election day.
Okay. Right. Right.
That are going to fight against us. Right?
Okay. So
it's going to be a little bit.
2 million versus 1 million and a handful of scumbags. Again, we could win. They can't get us all. Only the slow ones.
I'm curious as to where the hell are these people who thought this was a good idea, you know?
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Simowitz is having a listening coffee chat at this restaurant in Berlin. I'm going to post it on Facebook.
Right.
I'm sure that crowd will be stacked.
Be loud.
It'll be all his people in there. You'll be, like, waiting in line outside.
Disrupt every single one, yes.
It's going to be a dog and pony show, and the media will be there. It'll be, look at everyone's applauding the toast because we need new bridges. you know, it's a media event that not real people will be asked to go in and attend. But I'll post it on there, and we'll see if we can get some of our people in.
Please.
Ask him some serious questions.
We'll throw coffee on him.
John in Burlington.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about increasing taxes and stuff. How about cutting back on some of these free ride programs? Why don't we cut back on all that Husky and welfare and food stamps 10%? You probably wouldn't need to raise any taxes.
Oh, they don't cut back on anything.
Well, that's the problem.
You didn't cut back anything.
You know, you could talk about specific programs or whatever, but when you have a budget that big, you're in debt so bad, and you've had a bunch of tax increases that have chased businesses and people out, when your response to that is, we're going to not cut anything, you're saying, hey, we got this. We're spending everything correctly. We just need more of your money.
Three simple words. Sell right. The state.
Right. So we have some financial problems, but we're coming after your family. We're going to take that from your kids.
Yep.
We're not cutting anything mm-hmm. here. Cut some staff. Cut something. Have right. some kind of a sign that you give a crap.
Sell like, the state.
Yeah, but yeah, they don't.
We're overspending.
Welcome to Apple.com.
I like that idea.
Just sell it. Just sell the damn state.
Really?
Trust me, don't buy it.
You know, AJ, some of these ideas that you started a while back were stupid. But now, I mean, storm the Capitol. I like that.
Yep.
And then
sell
know,
the state.
Start instead of I-95, it could be, you know, whatever.
Exactly. It's the world's
Google Express.
It's the world's largest stadium. You got MetLife Stadium. Why not Apple.com state? Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're talking about selling Montana to Canada.
Exactly. Sell Connecticut, too.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Sell this sucker.
Sell it and bring someone
oh,
in.
Oh, boy, like, that would be the challenge.
Yep. And you know what? They'll get media exposure and everything.
Hey, yeah.
You know, you it walk would. Around, you kick the tires, you open the hood.
Right.
It's like, hey, what's under this hood? Is that a lot? Is that debt?
Yep. Oh, yeah, a lot of debt in the trunk.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot
yeah,
of junk
look,
in the trunk.
Don't
yes.
Look.
A lot of junk in the trunk.
Yep.
Party weekend, AJ.
Yes, it is.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's the parties.
So we thought we'd have you call in a public service announcement for everyone who's going to be going out.
I like it.
What not to do while drinking heavily. All right, 1-877-764-2535. Everybody on gets in the running to see Starship tonight. So you could start your weekend off seeing Starship.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out and you get nutty.
Exactly.
You know, also this weekend, because her birthday is on St. Patrick's Day, it's Jennifer's birthday. So
yay!
Double celebration this weekend.
Yay!
Yay, happy birthday.
Hey.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Excellent.
I was thinking about that. Maybe some suggestions as to what not to do.
Yeah.
First of all, don't drive, obviously. Don't drive.
Right.
Yeah.
Number one, yeah.
Another one that I thought was actually helpful is that I think it's best to stick with one alcohol and not, like, switch around to different ones.
Don't mix.
Right.
That could be a bad thing.
Why? You want to give us... we're not looking for that list, Tom. We're looking for the stories behind the list. Didn't you find yourself laying on a bathroom floor in Bridgeport?
I was not laying on a bathroom floor. I was sitting.
In Bridgeport?
No, I think you were sleeping.
Right.
I think you passed out.
Sleeping. Right. The floor came up to her back.
It was my 21st birthday, and anybody that knows Bridgeport, downtown Bridgeport, there used to be an Irish pub called O'Connell's, which is now Joseph's Steakhouse.
Ah.
And I was there for my 21st birthday with a bunch of friends. And it was, that night, I swear to you, I had seven Long Island iced teas.
What?
Oh.
Yes. And they had them
there's,
in those big plastic
isn't there, cups. Hold on. Isn't there 8 shots in each one?
There's 5 different liquors.
5.
Yeah.
5
okay.
different liquors.
Five.
And then you get the sour mash and the Coca-Cola.
All right. So 5 times 7.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I don't think I finished each one. You know, it was just kind of like here and there through the night. But
yeah, that's right. You took right. a sip of each one and put it down.
Yeah.
Yes. And then at the end of the night came, and I said to my friends, like, I could go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And I was like, really? I felt like I was going to vomit.
That's what you think you said? You said, how are we going to
bathroom? I wasn't driving that night. And so I remember going into the ladies' room. Now, any ladies' room or any bathroom, for that matter, in a bar on St. Patrick's Day is not pleasant.
No.
And I went into the ladies' room, and I closed the stall door, and I was like, I just have to sit down. I'm like, I have to just sit on the floor. And then I just kind of sat there, and I just
That's bad.
Sat there for a bit, and my friend didn't know where I was, and then my friend came in and found me, and we were fine.
Nice. I was not sleeping.
No.
You're resting your eyes.
You're whitewashing the end. You're giving it a Hollywood ending.
Nice.
This is not true.
No.
You're leaving out some parts. You went into the stall, and then you're like, man, I got to lay down. And the cold floor made you feel good, so you laid down on the cold floor.
In a bar
truth
bathroom?
Comes out.
In
the
Bridgeport.
Wall. Oh.
Honey, the wall. My head was a tile wall,
Jeff. Okay.
Still a bathroom in Bridgeport.
Oh, it's gross.
That makes
gross.
It better.
Bathroom
folks
day.
Miss all the time.
The whole place smells like beer and pee.
Yep.
Yep.
That was you.
What do you want?
All right.
Then you did.
You probably still have some of that stuff stuck to you.
Yeah, put a black light in her head.
Oh,
that don't wash out.
Just kidding. You're fine. All right. I'll give you a good scrubbing later.
Oh, thank you.
All right, well, happy birthday, hon. Love you very much. Very happy you're in my
life.
Happy birthday. Happy
birthday. Love you like crazy.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Man killed trying to get out of paying admission.
Oh,
dying to get in.
Well, you don't have to.
Ugh. Man killed by a tiger at a Chinese zoo after he climbed into an enclosure to avoid paying admission.
Chinese takeout.
What is this?
Confucius say, man who jump into a tiger cage to avoid admission get killed.
Why does it have to be a Chinese zoo? Where all zoos matter. Why does it have to be a Chinese zoo?
Yeah.
Where was the fortune hidden?
In his
wallet. Shoe.
In his wallet.
The tiger's like, oh, here
right.
it is.
And it's like, and he's like, oh, lucky numbers. I should play these. Yeah, he had some dumb F.
They're open every 10 to 15 minutes.
Right. He was dim sun.
You know, somewhere right before the guy lost consciousness, he thought, I should have paid the $4.
Right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You dim some, you lose some.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Right.
There you go.
Apparently he was chewy. Yeah.
You know, they like to put you in, they clamp their jaw down, and then they shake you good. They
shake you all over, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Chinese fire.
I don't want to be alive during that part. Tell me before that part.
Exactly.
Before you're shaking me around.
Right. Shake it all over.
Yep.
Yeah. Everything's shaking. Whole lot shaking going on.
Yeah! Man's penis snapped in half during frantic sex with manhole cover.
With a manhole cover.
Well, it was a manhole.
I really love that street.
Cover.
Yeah, loves that street.
Yeah, take that cover off.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to cover yourself. You got it wrong. Cover yourself before you have to have safe
That's
sex.
That's keep safe sex with the cover.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Wrong cover.
Yeah, someone said that's a manhole.
Yep.
Sounds like a gay punk band. Manhole
said,
cover.
Manhole cover, yeah. He said, hey, put a lid on it.
Sent in by tribe member Carol.
Carol.
Sardinha.
Ah.
Thank you, Carol.
Sardinha.
San Diego police and paramedics were forced to separate the man's genitals from the manhole cover.
Use a pry bar?
Which resulted in him going to the hospital.
In a high-pitched voice.
He revealed that he had suffered a severe penile fracture.
A penile fracture.
Stephen Wood.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah, now he's
when I read that, I thought, there's a chance now this might not be real.
Well, now it's Stephen Splinter, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Stephen Toothpick.
Stephen Wood, 43, claims he was drunk, passed out, and later woke up and found his genitals stuck inside the gap of a manhole cover.
Oh, found them.
Who would screw a manhole cover? Stephen Wood.
Unable to free himself, he asked passerbys.
Puppy, sir?
Those. Don't look over there. Don't look over there. Don't look. Act like you don't hear anything. Yeah. Just keep moving.
Clearly, you can see eye contact. You can see his nuts. Yeah.
Paramedics were called on the scene when the cops couldn't lift the man from the ground.
Yeah, Jack. I know Jack.
This is when it doesn't pay to be a paramedic.
No, it does not, no. Well, you got gloves on, so you're good.
Yeah.
It draws life.
So
she busy?
So as they were picking him up, they heard a snap.
Oh
no.
That's never a good thing. Is that the pen in your pocket? No.
To me, you'd have to be still in
a state
for that to happen.
Well, arousal, you know what I'm saying? Mental cover is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, now nice you get the guys shiny. Around you touching you.
Exactly, oh, okay. Right. Probably just kind of heightens things a little bit. Right?
It's been a while.
The group effort. Yeah.
It is, yeah. Group sex in a manhole.
Is a manhole the first choice, or is that like the two in the morning?
Well, storm
great. What were the other choices?
A
storm great wouldn't be as satisfying.
Right. Storm great. No, that's like two in the morning.
Exactly.
Last
right.
call.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Storm
exactly.
great.
Right. Exactly.
If I could find a manhole cover, I'm going
right.
for
and,
that.
Right. And a
tailpipe?
Hole in a tree. There could be bees in there.
Hole in a tree?
I think I'd go tailpipe.
Tailpipe?
Yeah.
Hey. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That requires squatting. More my size. I didn't go manhole.
I didn't know Pat would go tailpipe.
How are you, Scott?
Born to be wild.
I had a feeling you'd be singing that song.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Why are you wearing a leather jacket?
I love that song.
Oh, cool.
Little Steppenwolf going on.
When he gets to a Subaru.
That would be funny for you to do at the toy drive, like sing Born to be Wild all in leather.
Yeah.
And operatic.
Right.
Oh, I
the
like
Rob
that.
Halford look, man.
Yeah.
Totally awesome.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be awesome?
All right. Toy Drive.
All right.
All right.
Wait,
Toy Daniel. Drive. It's like December 6th or something.
Yeah. How do you know that? Where are you?
Wow.
Is that the date?
Yeah. Nostradamus over here.
You're kidding, right?
No.
No. That's the
I
date.
Just totally pulled. I just pulled that out of the air.
I need six lotto numbers right now, Scott.
Okay, 7, 14, 21. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God, that's wild. What an incredible premonition I had.
That's wild.
See?
Anyway, how are you guys?
Good. What's going on this weekend? St. Patrick's Day celebrations?
I don't care what's going on here because I'm leaving.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going on a cruise to the Caribbean.
Wow.
Nice.
Goodbye.
Oh, wow.
Peace out.
Yep.
Yes.
Mic drop, walk away.
You might. Exactly.
Are you Irish?
25%.
Did you do one of those ancestry things?
No, my grandfather was Irish.
Then you're not 25%.
Yeah, it could
well,
be more
exactly.
Or less.
You know, we're more or less. I'm probably like 10% or 15%.
I was talking to someone Saturday, and she thought she was 100% because both her grandparents are from Italy. And she did one of those tests.
Yep.
No, because you're counting on your grandparents and everyone in your line never having sex with anyone else from any other country who maybe came through.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Or there was no shipping person in your family.
No, they're drunk one night. Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to do it because I'm afraid of who my actual father will be.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to know that. Like, I'm pretty sure with my temperament, it's typically going to be my father.
Yeah.
Because we both have the same temper.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You have a temper?
When people do dumb things.
I could see it.
I'm like, stop doing dumb things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've seen you on the air a couple times pissed, and I know you're holding back, but you could see you were seething.
Yeah, I have. In the past 10 years, I've really worked on restraining myself.
Yeah. I'm talking like 4 or 5 years
otherwise
ago.
Otherwise, it's an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's every now and then it flares up. It's not good. And my father's the same way. He can turn on a dime, like, hey, you know, I just passed the cake. Hey, you rotten cake, Jim Shabby.
Yeah,
and I would like whipped cream on the cake as well.
You sound just like him.
I wish I had a still because you know how you guys post stills on Instagram. It's,
yeah.
Some of them are like when you find out you could have pizza on pie day.
Yeah.
Right. There was one just 4 or 5 years ago. Someone emailed you something and it really got in there and you were pissed and you were seething and you're behind your desk and I forgot exactly what you were saying, but I could see you're red and your foot like, why would they? And then they do a 2-shot of Eileen and Eric and they're just blank face. Like, we don't know what to say right now.
Awkward.
Nothing is said. And then they go back to your shot because it's like, let's get away from Scott. Okay. Go to camera 3. Right. They go to camera 3. And it's Eric and Eileen and they don't know what to say. And then they're like, okay. Back to Scott's camera.
Like the pause button got hit on them.
So funny. Oh, my God. Yeah. I do not have a good poker face. I'm working on it, but it's still few and far between.
Why do you have to have a poker face?
Yeah, really.
You gotta be yourself in life.
Just
be
yourself.
Yeah, I am. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, be you.
You know, but like, you know, people sending the crazy birthday names. I'm like, stop doing that.
Yeah, really. Your last name is not
Stop doing that.
Your last name is not Fartsack.
No.
Did anyone get you?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, I smell a farte.
That's cute.
Can someone send me this audio?
It's not funny.
That's your producer was pissed off you that day.
No, it was like,
I'll fix your ass.
And they did it, it was like Ismelda. and then a farte.
It smelled a farte.
And then, you know, so I read it, and Eric goes back, and he goes, reread that one. I'm like, it smelled a farte? He's like, I smelled a farte? I smelled a fart? It's I smelled a fart. And I'm like, oh. People are insane.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, hysterical, right?
Your producer should make a montage of that and send it to us.
Seriously, man.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That's funny.
That is funny. Funny stuff. Mm. But I smelled a farte. She was 100, too.
At her age, that's probably common.
That'd be right.
And I was like, congratulations, I smelled, huh?
Matter of fact, just emailing you one happened.
Yeah, that's right. You do birthdays on your show.
Yeah.
Can you wish Jennifer a happy birthday? It's this Sunday.
It's too late now.
Monday again.
Monday, send it in.
Oh, on the other show?
No, I mean, like, right now.
Oh, right now.
Oh, like on the air?
Yeah.
Jennifer, happy birthday.
All right, good. Thank you.
That was so easy. Her last name is I smelled a farte.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jennifer has smelled a farte.
Jennifer, I smelled a farte.
No, actually, her last name is I made a farte.
Yeah.
Is it a special year for Jen?
47.
Oh, she's so young.
Yeah, really.
I know the year. It's not that I was thinking. I was just wondering if I should say it.
Exactly. Yeah, because
she's young.
I know.
This will determine your entire weekend right
and
there.
If she tells someone her age, they're like, whoa, you don't look anything near 47.
No.
Exactly. She's got perfect skin.
Yeah. She looks great. I too have perfect skin now that I got a little Botox.
Did you?
Yeah, so I'm a little angry right now, but you can't tell.
Exactly.
That's right.
Hang on, I'm laughing.
Yeah, he's frozen. He's frozen and nice.
He paid for his
poker
face.
For the cruise, I want to go on looking a little younger, see what happens.
Oh, good.
Meet somebody.
Yeah.
Smooth.
You never know.
We got to go. How's the weekend going to be?
Great. Sunny, cooler. Today showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but tomorrow and Sunday look great.
Have a great vacation.
Yeah. Thanks. We'll talk to you guys on the 29th.
Yeah, 29th. Thank
you. Bon voyage, man.
Let's check in with Anthony. He's going to tell us about the Division III hockey tournament last night between Sheehan and Lyman Hall. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. My voice is shot. I appreciate you getting me on. What a game. What a rivalry. The Ingalls Arena in New Haven at Yale was jam-packed. Had to be almost 4,000 people, I think they said.
Yeah,
that's jam-packed.
And, wow.
It's more than the Whalers had going.
Usually
it was
20.
Man, they brought people in from everywhere. It was a really good team spirit. They had rallies, pep rallies all, you know, I think all schools had pep rallies. And what a game. I almost passed out a couple times. I was yelling so much. But
don't drink so much. Don't drink so much.
Was it that close where it was a nail-biter or...
In the beginning, Chaz, it was pretty close. We scored first. I think we scored second, and then they came back and tied it, and then we opened it up to a 6-2 win. Oh my God, it was intense. I got to give credit to both sides. They were ready. The kids from Sheehan, they were all dressed in white, looked like a white wave, and then we had all our kids from our three high schools dressed in blue, and the parents were all just fired up with the orange towels, and it was just out of control.
Colorful, too.
That's awesome. She and Lyman, 5 miles apart.
5 miles apart, yeah.
It's interesting, because normally when you go to a tournament as a parent, you don't know people from the other side, you know, but here it's like, hey, John.
Hey,
right,
neighbor.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Bob.
Right.
You're going down, John.
Hey, 3 blocks over.
I don't think so, Bob.
I'm going to cut your lawn.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So the Lyman Hall co-op is involved with Adam Killingworth's kids and also the Kogachuk from Durham kids. So a lot of the Lyman Hall kids knew the Sheehan kids, and they've been playing, you know, they've been in probably other team sports throughout the, you know, them growing up. But it was a great experience. These kids were excited. It was it was a late night, to be honest.
You can tell.
A lot of the kids they were hanging out after the game, and then the parents got together, of course. We pre-game, and we also did something down at Eli's down in Hamden.
So post-gamed, yes.
Oh, the post-game, yeah. So Eli's is all over the place. I think there was like 7 of them, but they were right on Whitney Avenue there.
Oh, okay. So you bring the kids in?
Yeah.
No. The kids did their own thing, but one of our parents is like the executive chef.
All right, hon, take the kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Moms and kids, and then dads are over here. Yeah. And what'd you say about an executive chef?
Yeah, one of the parents is the executive chef for Eli, so he's been helping out all year long.
That's a hell of a treat.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chicken wings.
Oh, man. Yeah. And we're actually having a last minute get together. And, you know, Eli is sponsoring the meals tonight. So I'd like to put a shout out to Michael Stoddard and Jen Martinez and Shelly Chortis. These parents have really stepped up, and it's just it's amazing what a team spirit, even on the parent side.
Well, congratulations.
I got to give a shout out real quick to Kyle Roberts for two scores, Matt Pettit, two scores, Aiden Weir, one of our up and coming stars.
Come on, get this right. It's 2019. All the kids showed up.
Everyone did a wonderful job. And they all got trophies.
Even the kids that didn't play.
Right.
Participation trophies.
And you fans in the stands.
Everyone did good.
Right.
Thank you guys for having me on to share this experience.
All right, so recap it. Who won? What was the score?
Okay, Lyman Hall Co-op, 6, Sheehan High School, 2. It was a Division III finals for the Southern Connecticut Conference. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you do as a police officer.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Just don't go to work today.
Just leave work.
Excuse me. Do you know how fast you were going? Right?
Yeah. No, actually, today's the day for him to go to work, because, you know, he'd be like, I'm not pulling him over.
Exactly.
Too tired.
Pull behind a sign.
Is that a guy leaving a bank with a sack of money?
Yeah.
Good luck, guy.
He probably needs the money.
Mitch.
Yo.
Hey, king of the nerds on the phone now.
Oh, here we go. Thank God I saved you.
I had to call a bad phone. So I just realized no one knows anything about this trailer.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah. What do you need to know?
What do you want me to tell you?
Well, what did you think? Did they reveal any plot lines?
Hell yeah.
See?
Oh, okay.
He knows the code. Okay. Mitch knows the code.
All right, here's the deal. Already, they show Tony Stark floating in space before. We were like, oh, no, how'd he get out of it? Seconds later in the trailer, they show him walking down with the other Avengers wearing this, like,
the white
special suit.
Yeah.
So you know he got out of it. But the thing about that suit, it's very similar to the one that Michael Douglas wears in the Ant-Man and Wasp movie when he goes into the quantum realm, where they tell you that you have to be careful you don't get sucked into a time stream so you can go back in time. So that's the whole plot of this whole movie.
Oh. Yeah. That's when that woman, whoever that was, said
go back to the beginning.
Sometimes, you know, the only way to start over is to go back.
Oh.
You know, so to start over.
Like in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Peggy Carter. That was Captain America's
girlfriend. So is this almost like a Terminator thing? We're going to go back and try to kill whatever
Thanos?
before it gets too strong.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's that whole, you know, remember Bobby Ewing in the shower thing? You wake up, it's all a dream.
Yeah.
So they're just going to go back, and since everyone's dead, half the universe is dead, they're just going to go back in time, which is kind of a crutch, you know, like, really? You just want to, you know, pretend it didn't happen type of thing, but it's still, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you paint yourself in a corner, this is the best way out of it, I suppose.
Which
and
is
again,
cool.
At the end of the day,
you sound disappointed. King of the Nerds sounds disappointed.
Or pretty tired.
It's kind of it's just like a magic potion thing. Like, oh, we really don't have an ending. But you know what? Just blink, you know, like I Dream of Genie. She blinks and it's all better again. You're always like, really? That's what you came up with?
But it's smart also because if they go back in time, everybody's alive again. They have room for new episodes.
Yeah. Or they could get younger actors and switch it up again. There's a whole bunch. Because this is going to be the final Robert Downey Jr. and
oh, really?
Yeah, he's already said.
Oh, really?
I love Tony Stark.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Just going to see the last movie.
I want to be him.
Well, yeah.
I think he's 11 Captain years Lady. Now. 11 years he's been playing that part. That's a long time. A lot of money, too.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So this is it. So they'll go back and they'll recast it with younger actors.
Right. They'll call it Avengers 2.
Uh-huh. That is kind of smart to save a franchise
like
that's
Dumb and Dumber.
Aging now.
Save some money, too. You don't have to pay all these guys. Because the way those contracts work, every sequel, they get more and more and more money. And then after a while, you're like, wow.
No. They should keep the same actors and have them as they're getting older. They're having issues. Like, you know, Iron Man's now Rusty Man.
Well, now I'll be Iron Lady. You know, they're still all be late.
Exactly. Right. Like, Captain America's got a paunch.
Yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
He's got ice cream inside that shield.
The Incredible Sulk. He just comes out sad all the time. Right. I'm not happy.
You know what's funny is that they kind of show that in the last movie.
Right.
That he was having trouble having anger issues.
Right.
Yeah.
He couldn't get pissed.
But now he's to become the
hope.
But now he's having better missions. Like, Viagra for the
Viagra, Hulk. Yeah. Gamma radiation Viagra to get the Hulk up.
Right.
Yeah. Stuff happens, though. But this thing's going to make $2.5 billion.
Oh, easily, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I think just the trailer, I think, made $500 million. I don't know how, but I think it did,
I'm not a fan of Ant-Man.
Nope.
No?
Not at all.
Who, Paul Rudd or the character?
The first movie, I hated Rudd.
Yeah, I never saw Ant-Man, and I just don't think it's a thing.
It was like a book report on ants. I didn't care. It was just like, I don't care about ants.
Yeah. Does he meet Magnifying Glass Man?
Well, he's not the
I would
most
like
popular.
To see. Yes. I would go to Ant-Man if they have Magnifying Glass Man.
It's just some kid with the books and really bored at a bus stop.
Right. You're taken out by a magnifying glass.
Exactly.
And then distracted by some ice cream on the ground.
Yeah, right.
And just stepped on by a fat kid. It's over.
Yeah.
I was eating Mothman and his kid with a magnifying glass came like,
yeah. The villain in that movie was the Yellow Jacket. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate Yellow Jackets. I hate Yellow Jackets.
And Ant-Man's famous thing in the comic books, actually, is his villain was a guy called Egghead. You're like, really? That's the best you got?
Egghead.
Yeah, that's your audience.
So right. I guess the challenge of this movie will be, the story we're following and on the edge of our seats for is, can they make it back in time? Right?
Back in time to save the world or back in time to...
No, but the struggle of these superheroes in this movie Endgame will be, can they get back in time? Well, is that going to be it?
It's Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. They get a big DeLorean. Who knew?
No, but that'll be the struggle, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be the fight.
Can they get back in time?
Back in time.
Exactly. Just before it happens.
Yeah. Captain Lady's going to come back and battle Captain Thanos. Lady. That's why she's there. That's why they did the whole movie. So Captain Lady comes out, takes away his little happy jewels, and then they win.
And she has a magnifying glass.
Yes.
She stops it. Well, I don't know. And then right after this, Spider-Man comes out in July. So no matter what happens, Spider-Man's coming out.
Of course.
And then... next Wednesday, March 20th, is the bigger news. That's when Disney finally acquires 20th Century Fox and owns everything now. They own all the X-Men movies, all the Fantastic Four, so they're going to just relaunch everything. So.
Wouldn't Batman eat Spider-Man?
It could. Yeah. Sure.
They like they spiders.
Crazy.
Right. They could just have a battle of the insects.
Exactly.
Disney can make Star Wars and the Marvel characters meet each other. There you go. That's a movie for you. Because they own all those characters now.
That's insane that one company owns all that. Star Wars, all the superheroes.
Seriously.
Sick.
Yep.
Sick.
Yeah, it's like a monopoly, a nerdom.
Yeah.
It's not right.
All right, and GamerCon week from today, right?
Next Saturday and Sunday,
yes. Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
Gotcha. Yeah, no. All right.
Yeah, I got those tickets for you.
All right, we'll see you during the week.
You know a guy.
All right, I'll be there next week sometime.
Of course. All right, thank you, Mitch Halleck.
AAC tournament, UConn men took care of business in their first round matchup against the South Florida Bulls, winning 80-73. They have the daunting task now of getting through top-seeded Houston. Cougars are ranked 11th in the country. Tip-off is at noon. They probably need to win the whole thing if they're going to get into the NCAA tournament.
Are the Cougars actually Cougars? Like, they go to bars at night and stuff like that and pick up on young guys?
I'd watch that.
That'd be cool, yeah. Imagine they're all playing like that, all dressed in, like, the leopard print and whatnot with the high heels.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Hey, guys.
They're wearing clothes they should have gave up like 15 years ago,
but
it does look pretty hot.
Yeah, it does work on them.
It does look like a reality show, the Houston Cougars.
Right.
Right. That does sound
way too much Cougars.
Yeah, way too much perfume on there because they can't smell anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yep. Their kids are actually older than you. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd rather watch them than the Connecticut Husky women. That's that bad reality show years later.
That's not a good reality show.
Yeah, you hear Husky women, you picture them like eating like turkey wings.
Yeah, right. They're like 4'4" both ways. You don't want to watch that.
Exactly, right.
Watching television with a big 5-gallon bucket of ice cream and a big giant spoon.
Dashy like slam dunking cookies into ice cream.
Yeah. I might watch that.
That's cool. Yeah.
Sean Evans hosts a show on YouTube called Hot Ones, and he interviews celebrities as they chow down on super spicy wings. Shaq was on recently, couldn't handle the spice, and struggled to answer the question about the best prank that he's ever pulled on Charles Barkley.
Welcome to Shaq's edition of Snotty Nose Wings. I feel like Snotty Pippin up here, you know.
Yeah, Snotty.
Snotty Pippen. He did all that for that pun.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah.
The world stinks.
It really does.
It just stinks. Yeah. That way, that's on the news. You guys just played Shaquille O'Neal eating hot things and saying Snotty Pippen. The world is dumb. We should give up. We lost.
That's it.
We lost. Avengers Endgame.
Avengers, yeah. Just get in a ship and leave.
Just blow the whole place up.
We're not
Snotty
worth it.
Pippen.
Yep, no way.
Can't tell you. But Charles doesn't like to wear underwear, so one time we put some extra lotion and Vaseline inside his slacks. And when he pulled it up, it felt wet down there.
Do they have a locker room at the pre-show? Why are they all changing together?
No, that's not what he sounds like.
I can't figure this out.
I don't understand what this whole thing is.
It's okay.
So Charles Barkley doesn't like to wear underwear, so I guess he left his slacks, and they put lotion and Vaseline inside, and then when he put them on and sat down, he was like, what the hell's going on?
Oh,
and
you
were just
so
laughing at him the whole time.
Not sitting in chair.
But what does that have to do with hot food?
That was the question. So they interview him while he eats hot wings, and the question was, what is the best prank you've ever pulled on Charles Barkley?
No, I understood what you said, but like, how is that a thing, is what I'm saying. Like,
this is a
very
popular show.
Giant thing, eat it hot food and ask him about his fun pranks.
That's the biggest prank ever, that show.
I've been looking at podcasts. There's way too many out there.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is, so to stand out now, you have to have, we're going to interview you while you're eating hot wings.
Right.
Because my interview wouldn't stand out if you weren't eating hot wings.
Exactly.
And his voice sounds like that. Hot wings or no hot wings. His voice is changing.
Yeah.
I love Charles Barkley. I love hot wings.
It does sound like the batteries are running a little low.
He does.
Yeah. Knicks and Rangers owner James Dolan is apparently a huge fan of kicking out fans. On the heels of the viral interaction with the Knicks fan who shouted at him to sell the team, the fan has since been banned for life from going into Madison Square Garden. That has inspired other people to share their stories of getting kicked out by James Dolan. So apparently last summer, during a music festival, a fan holding a sign that read, quit your day job, sell the Knicks, and he was kicked out of the music festival.
Don't you think that that's a little negative? You don't, anybody else here think it's a little negative?
One guy. No, he said moo.
Wow. I'm going to invite you to leave. What do you say? So everybody else can have a good time. Okay, can you do that now? Thank you. Goodbye.
I got to play to these seven people here that came to hear us play.
Dolan's a badass.
No, I'm in for that. If you have that much money, you'd be the spoiled kid. Just get out. I own it. Go away.
That's him normally.
Why own all that stuff? You can't be a jerk.
That's him normally.
Interesting perspective.
Just being yourself.
You did it. You got all this stuff that the old guy's mad at him. Get out of my house.
Right.
Go away. Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
He owns the lawn.
It'd be funny. James Dolan buys your house.
Right.
Yeah. And get out.
Just get out.
Please.
Right. Buys the company you work for. You're fired.
Right.
And then sells it.
Right.
Buy my house.
Just fires you and then sells it away.
No, he rents it into the ground first.
Right.
Then he sells it.
Right.
That's the Dolan method.
That's great.
The Dolan method. Boss Keith's here. It's like a party.
It really is.
Boss Keith's top five.
Okay, so we've talked about Yacht Rock before. So the guys that invented Yacht Rock have invented a new format of music that Esquire wrote an article about yesterday.
Who invented Yacht Rock?
It's these comedians. It's like four comedians, actors from L.A. They invented it in 2006. And then since then, it's kind of taken off where like there are Yacht Rock cover bands and they made a YouTube series. So what they've done since is develop these like funny genres of music. And one that they came up with is now in the last few weeks started to get some heat. Now there are cover bands of this format. And then there was this article yesterday and I've come up with the top five songs of this format, which is called Divorce Core. So the way this format works, it is artists that were in big bands in the 70s. They divorce their band, they divorce their wife, and then they make solo, sad, melancholy songs in the 1980s.
Oh, I could see why Phil Collins was mentioned in the tease.
Yeah, he was like sensei.
It's so specific.
It's very specific, but there are so many examples. I could have come up with 20. So I'm just going to give you the top five. This is number five. Okay, so Springsteen in 1984 is with the E Street Band. He marries a model actress. Yeah. By 1988, he has broken up the E Street Band and he is divorced. So he releases this album, Tunnel of Love, which is all sad.
And sucks.
Oh, and it's real bad. Yeah. Like, it's sad.
Isn't this
mellow.
The album when he was married to her? This song is...
They're going through the divorce in 1987, and they divorce officially in 1988.
Because she heard the album.
She was like, even this Brilliant Disguise song sucks.
Yep.
Number four.
No.
So Don Henley breaks up the Eagles, you know, in 1980. He had a fiance in the 80s. They break up in 86. And this album, The End of the Innocents, is like the dark side of the moon of divorce court. It's right. All sad songs.
It's all sad.
Great shirts, though. Henley shirts.
It's
weird. His first solo album had Johnny Can't Read on it.
Yeah.
And it was really almost like new wavy.
It was
weird. It wasn't Don Henley.
He's very confused.
And it was very rejected. Like, no one... that one song got, like... airplay for 5 minutes.
Yep.
Then he came out with this, and
was a huge hit because I guess people wanted to be sad in 1989. Yeah. Number three.
Oh my God. Steve Winwood.
Now you're gonna say not sad enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Steve Winwood is breaks up with all his bands, right? So he goes solo in the 80s. He's married from 78 to 86. He divorces his wife in 86. He releases Roll With It in 1988. That song's a little up, but the lyrics are about, like, moving on with life. Uh-huh. You gotta roll with it. You can't let these divorce and these women bring you down.
See, there's a weed.
And the rest of the record is also, like, songs similar to that. Being a single guy in your 40s, trying to, like, figure it out.
There's sadder songs on that.
But I like that before. One.
Oh, I see. So that was a personal preference.
Gotcha.
Number two. You
have to learn to pace yourself.
This was before Christie Brinkley.
Correct. So Billy Joel was never in a band, as you know, but he gets divorced. He was married in 1973. He wrote a lot of famous songs about She's Always a Woman, She's Got a Way, about that woman.
Yeah, Stiletto.
So in 1982, she's done. They divorced. This record, The Nylon Curtain, comes out. It's real sad. It's got Allentown on it. It's got this one about pressure.
Dark album.
Then he meets Christie Brinkley, and then he makes An Innocent Man, which is all like Motown songs. Yeah, and everything turns around. And then he's since been divorced like 8 other times.
Right,
right.
I believe he has like a 28-year-old wife currently, though.
Yes, yes.
With a baby.
And like 16 kids.
The baby.
It all sort of worked out for Billy Joel in the end.
It did, yeah.
And the number one divorce course song is this one.
Yeah. The king of Rip My Heart Out.
PLR played this when it was new.
Come on.
Yeah.
We did.
Really?
Yeah, I remember. Yep. I heard it. Cross Pond.
So Phil Collins' story is sad. He met his wife when they were 11 years old. And they dated through high school. He's in Genesis, whatever. Genesis is kind of on and off again by the early 80s. So Peter Gabriel leaves. They make a record. He makes a solo record. 1980, he divorces his wife, and he starts his solo thing. And Against All Odds is the Stairway to Heaven of divorce.
Why did they get divorced?
I don't know. He got rich.
I thought that was going to be the sad part.
Yeah, you said this story is really sad, so I'm expecting a sad story.
They met when they were 11.
Yeah, they met when they were 11.
I thought she, like,
No, I think it's sad. You meet when you're 11, and then you're, like, in your 40s, and you get divorced. I don't know. They should have stayed together, right? No. Isn't that sad?
Can your whole life do something when you're 11?
You gotta meet other people.
He said, I can't
think it's sad. The same person?
He said, I can't like you anymore.
Yeah. My parents they met when they were like 14 and they're still together. Like, I think that's nice.
I can't wait till their album comes out.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
My dad would have to get divorced first.
My dad at 75. Right? It's a solo record.
Right? Yeah. Take a look at me now.
That was a soundtrack for a movie.
Yeah. Right. So the funny part.
Against All Odds. That's the name of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the funny part about that soundtrack, it's all people from Genesis doing solo songs. So it's Peter Gabriel solo song, Phil Collins solo song,
seriously?
Mike Rutherford solo song. Yeah. That's the whole album. There's no other people on the album.
Bridge by Solo
Cups. I'm going to fact check that.
Go ahead. Look it up. I'm telling you.
And that's the only song that got any airplay.
Against All Odds? Yeah, those other songs weren't hits. Yeah. Weird Peter Gabriel, like, B-sides.
I thought there was one other song, but not by any Genesis-related artist that came off of that album. I'll have to look.
Phil can look it up. This is what he does here. Right. So that's it. That's my top five. Divorce Court.
Oh, thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.